There are many mitzvahs in the Torah, both mitzvahs min haTorah and mitzvahs min derabanan, that require dibur, that require speech. The Mishnah tells us in Masechta Sota that some mitzvahs should be dibur, have to be performed specifically in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, and others can be performed b'chol lashon. So some of the examples that the Mishnah gives us, say, Birchas Kohanim. So Birchas Kohanim has to be recited with the words of the Torah itself. Rech Hashem Mishpacha, one cannot say it in translation. In contrast, there are other mitzvahs that one technically can say in translation, say Birchas HaMazon, Kiddush, things like that. So one would recite the proper translation, one would fulfill the mitzvah. So when it comes to brachos, the Gemara tells us that brachos are one of those mitzvahs that fall into the category that one can say them in translation. The Gemara actually gives an example of somebody who said the bracha of Amotzlach ben Aretz, rather than using the Hebrew words, he used an Aramaic translation for it. So the Gemara says that technically that would be okay. One has to be careful when saying it in translation that one recites the Shem Hashem in the proper, whatever the halakha translation of the Shem Hashem would be, in order to fulfill the halakha that a bracha requires the Shem Hashem. Nevertheless, even though technically speaking one can recite brachas in other languages, and one can actually daven, tefillah, shmoneh esrei in other languages, the posuk are very weary in terms of practically implementing this for a variety of reasons. So first of all, it's difficult sometimes to translate, and sometimes you lose a little bit in the translation, you get the proper nuances in the translation. That's one reason why we're very, very hesitant to perform brachas and tefillahs in translation. And number two, unfortunately, in years gone by, this was considered to be a little bit of a breach in our Masorah. There were certain groups in the Jewish people 150, 20 years ago who used this as an opportunity to almost to veer away from traditional Judaism, to start introducing things in other languages, etc. And this always became associated with movements that were not within the spirit of, not within the halachas of Torah. It's different from the Shabura quotes from the later poskim that were very, very hesitant to introduce reciting brachas and tefillos in translation. Nevertheless, if a person really, really does not know how to pronounce the words in Lashon HaKodesh, a person is just in the process of learning, and it's either that or nothing, so then one should recite the brachas in other languages as well, and make sure one tries to get the most accurate translation in order to perform the mitzvah of brachas properly. Let it be there.